The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So, welcome along. It's the XFM Breakfast Show podcast once more, and it's a special podcast, and I mean as in, you know, school or bus, because Charles, our intern, who's been putting the podcast together for the last 3 months, leaves us. Yeah. This is your last podcast.
It is.
Is it, Charles?
Yeah.
I think all the fun you've had over the last 12 weeks with us, Charles, and we're sorry to see you go. But on the same hand, we're looking forward to some podcasts that have been well edited in the future.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, every yin, there's a yang, isn't there?
Every cloud,
and a silver lining. Well, you wouldn't like that, though, because it's different colour to white, isn't it?
Shove it up your ass. Shove it up your ass.
Oh, he's got a bit feisty at the end. Wow. God, listen to that intro to your podcast.
Checked out.
Wow, he's off the clock. Look at
what else have you got to say?
Let it all come
no,
out.
No, I'm not. That's as far as I'm going. No.
Let it out.
No. No, that's all I needed to say.
Anyway, what's on the podcast, Charles?
I don't know because I haven't written it down yet.
You see, he hasn't learned anything, has he?
It's got worse. Back to square one.
Sort of nothing. There's DIY glass dough.
See,
yep.
At least Dave.
See, Dave, yep. The professional.
Hold on, just opening the file.
You sure you haven't deleted it?
No, I haven't deleted it!
What you do with all the other ones?
It's the guide to the nation.
There's a lot of alternative guides to the nation.
Yeah. Newsreader Alex was here for a bit, so he's gone mental.
Newsreader Alex.
We talk a lot about quivers getting stuck in bushes as well.
Yes, yeah. There was that. That did happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there a game?
Yeah, there might be a game.
Yeah. You really have learned a lot, haven't you, Charles? It's, Why don't you introduce it, Charles? You know, just use everything you've learned and nail this link. Okay. Sounding professional.
Right. Here's the podcast.
No, back up. Okay. Sounding professional.
So name check the station, name check the show, Charles.
Yeah. Bookend it.
A bit more vim and vigour as well.
Here's the XFM Breakfast Show podcast with John Holmes. Now. Now.
Well, it's up to you. You're editing this bit. So
okay.
You can make that sound as slick or not as you want.
Now.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes on XFM.
When you open the door and you step inside, we're inside our hearts.
This is your light. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat.
Are we on?
There.
John Holmes.
When I am about to get on,
well, good day to thee then, and welcome, and thrice welcome to your Friday morning XFM Breakfast Show. I am John Holmes, and like Abu Qatada being found not guilty of terror offences, he's like a radical Muslim bearded Rebecca Brooks, isn't he? Like him, we're now free to carry out an attack on your ears. That's an attack we like to call the XFM Breakfast Show. Is it just me, or every time I hear anyone say the words Abu Qatada, I think of Ava Banana? Oh, Abu Qatada. Oh, Ava Banana. It's just me, isn't it? And because it's Friday, we also bring you another roundup of a week's worth of lazy PR. And it's intern Charles's last day with us. Morning, Charles.
Morning.
He's been allowed not to wear his uniform today, and he's brought games in. He's brought happy families. Although, as he's from the Isle of Wight, it's the limited edition interbreeding version where everyone's a racist. Also today, later, we'll be joined by David Cameron on the programme. The Prime Minister answers some difficult questions on XFM this morning. Dave is producing. Matt has news. I am John Holmes. This is Friday morning XFM Breakfast.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
And time to stare once again into the abyss that is the Chaff news desk, and Matt Dyson is off for the next couple of days or so stepping both metaphorically and also I like to think literally into his breech is Alex. You remember Alex? Alex is the is our go-to news specialist when Matt is off. You remember last time Alex was in a few months ago, wasn't it, Alex, when you had a bad neck and a bad back, didn't you?
It was awful.
Do you remember
that?
Yeah,
I do, unfortunately. Yeah.
Do you remember, because you're out of your mind on painkillers a lot of the time, so it was a bit erratic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember admitting to dancing topless in a shed to the sound of Kavanaugh?
Yeah, I do. That was one of my fonder memories.
Yeah, good. Just checking. Just in case you thought you dreamt that.
No, not at all.
You actually said that out loud.
Well, good. I did dream it, and then it happened.
Yeah. Good. Right. So, this is where you, of course, have to go through the chaff news, you recall.
Yeah.
I understand you have for us big JLS news this morning.
Oh, this is massive.
Yeah.
Absolutely huge, this. JLS are going to reunite.
I didn't know they'd split up particularly, but okay.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what they are, really.
Right, and they're going to perform a special gig at Frankie Sanford's wedding to Wayne Bridge next month, right. Which I think is really cool.
Who's Frankie Sanford?
She's that girl with the boyish haircut. She fronts the Saturdays.
And Wayne Bridge is a footballing gentleman.
Absolutely, yes. Very close friends with John Terry.
Right.
Now, Frankie's very close with all the boys as well, and has asked them to sing a short medley for her nuptials.
Right, so JLS split up, let me just try it, but are now agreed to perform at a wedding. They don't need the money, do they? That's not a big look, see into their lives.
Maybe they do already need the money. I mean...
That's what I mean, though. Yeah, that's the angle I was going for.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's honest. It was just sarcasm.
Oh, I see sarcasm.
Come on. Are they the ones with their own condoms? See, they can't have sold very well either.
No.
Because I saw those once in Boots, and there was a big display, a cardboard display that's of JLS condoms with their faces on. I mean, imagine that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave, though, this could be
helpful. Try not to.
This could be helpful to you, Dave, couldn't it? Not the condom thing, but the wedding thing. Because you've got a wedding coming up.
I do.
And you've been let down, musically speaking.
Yes.
Haven't you?
Yes, I have. I'm heartbroken.
Yeah. Dave, right, convinced of his own legendary status.
No, that's not what it was, but go on. Not what it was.
Put in a personal request to Liam out of Off the Cortinas. Cortinas now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to sing at his wedding. Got snubbed.
Wow, how?
Snubbed. Well, it is fine, it's all right. I mean, snubbed. He's just not very comfortable playing weddings, so it's absolutely fine. But maybe JLS...
This is your go-to replacement.
They seem to be pretty keen to do weddings.
Yes.
I mean, granted, I've never met any of them.
Doesn't matter.
Or Frankie Sanford, but they might be up for it.
Well, you could get them to do Cortinas tracks, yeah. Is what I'm thinking. So yeah. JLS could do it. I don't know what... Because you don't want whatever they do.
No, no.
But maybe, if they're willing to do weddings, they'll take requests.
Good point. I'll get in touch.
Yeah.
With them.
just trying to help you.
Thanks.
Just trying to help, Dave. Call me a wedding planner if you wish.
Also, Liam, if you are listening, then just give me a call. I mean, we can talk this through.
Wow. Liam does listen to this as well, so he's probably listening to this now. Dave, honestly, for months has been going on saying, oh, am I going to live my wedding? Yeah, he hasn't said no.
What made you so confident you could get Liam?
Because Liam loves XFM, because we love them. So I thought the mutual love between Cortinas and XFM might swing it. And also, I'm getting married in his home city of Manchester as well as it's mine. So anyway, let's forget about it, because it's hit me pretty hard. This,
yeah, it's
I don't really
raw.
Want to bring it up. I can forget it. That's all right.
It's raw.
Fine.
Yeah, we're never playing their tracks again, apparently, now. I mean, it's not going to happen. The love is over. Yeah. The love is gone. What else have you got?
Yeah, this is really a good one. My favourite person, second to Kavanaugh, of course, yeah. Sting.
He's Sting!
Sting, yeah. He's told his six kids they won't get much inheritance from his £180 million fortune because he's spending it all. The 62-year-old says that his estimated fortune of, £180 million, as I says, is they're not going to get much money because after he dies, because he and his wife, Trudy, enjoy a very lavish lifestyle and don't save any of their hard-earned cash.
Right, well, we all know about their lavish lifestyle. Style, don't we? They've got a tantric lifestyle, haven't they?
Yeah.
That can't cost them much. Unless that... My mind's now wandering in an area. No, I don't know.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM. Music news.
What have you got, Alex?
Julian Casablancas and The Voids are set to release their debut album on September the 23rd for £2.27. Now, that's available via a digital pre-order through the label's website, Cult Records.
Right.
The album's going to be called Tyranny, It'll be the first from the Strokes frontman with his current backing band. It follows his 2009 solo album, Phrases for the Young. I especially like how they put the Z instead of an S for
Phrases. Yeah. It's what all the kids do, Alex. Alex. I put a Z on the end of your name, even though it's
one. Churches.
Alex. Churches. Yeah, it's not a Z, though, is it?
No.
It's a V.
Still a letter that shouldn't be there, but it is. But I like it, nevertheless. I'm not dissing it. I think it's cool. Okay, the album, the album is apparently going to touch on world underground music from the 70s and the 80s, which I really like. I really like those decades.
Great.
Yeah, great. I really like them.
Great. So. Just both of them. If you were pushed, which one more?
80s.
I
fully endorse those decades.
Is that why you wear a snood?
A what?
What? A snood. You profess to like the 80s, you don't even know what a snood is, Alex.
A snood?
That's
Carlos Tevez, he wore that.
It's an 80s fashion item, like leg warmers.
What, is that 1880s? I'm telling you, it's not the 1980s, not the 1980s I recall. Anyway.
I don't want to know what happened to you in the 1980s. Well, were you in some sort of institution?
No.
Okay.
Not institution, anyway.
Carry on.
They're going to be coming in some hardcore punk stuff. Think, Billy Idol? I don't know, I could be wrong, but I liked Billy Idol. Anyway.
What's happened again?
Look, let me finish.
Is this happening in real life?
Let me finish. Let me finish. Can I finish?
Yes.
They're going to be supported with an American tour throughout October and November. No UK dates have been announced yet, though. Blink 182, do you like them?
Yes.
They're going to be playing a one-off date in August. August the 6th at the O2 Academy in Brixton. Tickets available from Friday the 27th of June at 9 a.m.
Good.
It'll be a warm-up for the band's appearance at this year's Reading and Leeds Festival. Now, the punk pop band released their most recent album.
What sort of punk do you think they sound like? Oh, interesting.
Billy Idol,
yeah.
Neighbourhoods in 2011. That was released in 2011. Now, Hoppus.
Yeah.
What a name that is. Says that the trio are hoping to have their new album out not long after they play Reading and Leeds, so look out for that.
Right.
Hopefully this year.
Good.
Blink 182.
Anything else? Anything else?
Embrace have announced they're putting on their own secret festival.
Yeah.
The day.
Well, that's not very secret then, is it?
Well, it is if you don't know where it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The day-long event will take place Saturday the 6th of September at a secret location, which will only be divulged to ticket holders nearer the time of the event.
Thank you.
Embrace.
Thanks, Alex.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM's Guide to the Nation.
Today's fact file is on Germany, and as such, we'll be sure to run to time. Germany is the economic engine of Europe, where Greece is the economic handbrake of Europe, and Italy is the economic rattle in the glove box we spend a fortune sorting out but just won't go away of Europe. It's the home of Angela Merkel, Claudia Schiffer, and the really, really long Wikipedia page, a lot of which is quite bleak. Let's be honest, 2014 marks the start of a difficult 31 years to be German, especially in a country like Britain, which really loves a 100-year anniversary. Basically, German history is like the Macarena. Everyone already knows how it goes, and you probably don't want to hear it now. Germany is famous for lots of things like sausages and Alsatian-style dogs and losing the 1966 World Cup.
They think it's all over. It is now.
And while the partition that split Berlin has now largely gone, it's interesting to see the terrible scars which it has left, notably the career of David Hasselhoff.
Jump in my car.
But when it comes to football, you can ask any England fan you like about Germany, and they'll no doubt reply, two World Wars and one World Cup, ignoring what feels like a string of semi-finals, quarter-finals, and disastrous penalty shootouts. Just recently, in June 2014, a student in Germany studying at Tübingen University's Institute for Microbiology and Virology had to be rescued by 22 firefighters after he became trapped inside a giant 32-ton marble sculpture of a lady's hoo-ha situated in the college grounds. This is probably a metaphor for Germany, but I'm not sure exactly how. And that is Germany!
XFM. Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Let's talk about a man trapped in a statue of a vagina. Because that's the headline this morning on the BBC website. A man in Germany has had to be rescued by firefighters after becoming stuck inside a giant stone lady area that was a sculpture. He got wedged in it. He got... it's in the grounds of his university, okay? And it's a 32-ton marble one. And it's, you know, it's quite... I think you'd have to be told what it is, to be honest with you. I mean, it's, it, you know, it's... It just looks like a...
Yeah.
You know, a carved bit of rock with a gap in it. Right? But what it is a... apparently, but it's to represent the gateway to life. That's the gist of it. Anyway, this student climbed into the sculpture as part of a dare and became trapped in it. And there's a series of amusing photographs of him poking out of it and trying to escape. Rescued by 22 firefighters. No, that's not embarrassing at all, being trapped in that, is it? It weighs more than 30 tons and is valued at £96,000.
Wow.
So, a man trapped in it.
Wow.
This morning, I mean, this is quite a simple one, really, this morning. I mean, it's not puns, it's not... Because that'd just go down a route we wouldn't even be allowed to broadcast.
Mm.
It's simply... I don't suppose anyone's going to be able to beat that, but amusing trapped tales, I think, this morning. I think that's... Because that's one of the best headlines I've ever read, I think, on any news website. Man gets stuck inside statue of that in Germany.
That's a wonderful picture as well. I'll tweet it out.
It is quite stunning, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just wrong. So, I was trying to think about this. I don't think I'm stupid enough to ever become trapped in a thing, let alone that. One of those. I'm trying to think back to my childhood, and I just genuinely don't think so. And then I said, you know, in the office, I said, "Is it really stupid enough to get trapped in a thing like that?" And Dave went, "Well," and then I knew there was a tale coming.
Well, it's a slightly different thing than that.
Yeah.
When I was younger and I came to visit London for the first time with my parents,
yeah,
I must have been about 7 or 8. I genuinely got my head stuck through the bars at Buckingham Palace whilst I was trying to look at the guards.
Yeah.
And I was stuck with my head in the bars of Buckingham Palace for a good hour and a half. Other tourists just walked past and
tutted
in disbelief.
Did not, the guards, I know they're not allowed to move, but in an emergency they are. Did they not consider this? Did they not bayonet you out?
No, it's a very vague memory for me, but I get reminded of it on numerous occasions each year that I managed to get my head stuck in bars outside Buckingham Palace. True story.
Good.
If you had to be stuck to someone for a day, who would it be? If you had to.
That's,
you have to glue yourself.
That's
to
slightly moved
day.
It on, hasn't it, Alex?
That's weird, different.
Weirdo. This isn't the first time you thought this, is it, Alex?
No.
Come on then, Alex.
Who is it?
Who would you be stuck?
Well, no, I'm not going to say who.
You got you now. You've just brought it up.
Well, you won't know them. To somebody that I know, it's nice to have a fantasy like that. Similar to the man,
Brilliant. Alex day two, and Alex is back on form.
Oh my God.
Similar to the man that had the fantasy of, you know, being stuck in that stone thing that you were just talking about.
I don't think he had a fantasy about being stuck in it. I think he just accidentally climbed in it.
Yeah.
For a dare.
Right,
that's
what he says.
Got stuck in
he's
it.
He's not going to admit that he hasn't got a fantasy, has he? Of course he has. Photos there as well, and he didn't even take them. Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm not going to say what it is. Yeah, but look.
You've got to name the person now.
You don't know them.
Well, yeah, but you brought it. Who is it?
All right. Emma.
What is going on? John, please get us back on track.
Please. I love this. It's like Russian roulette with words.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
11 minutes past 7, it's XFM Breakfast, your Wednesday morning XFM Breakfast, of course. So plenty of things happening overnight, really, and yesterday. First, the bitey racist strikes again, doesn't he, Matt? He's Yeah, I don't blame him, though. Who was he alleged to have bitten?
Chiellini.
I blame him.
Defender.
His record of hitting people in the teeth with his shoulder is awful. Yeah.
Shouldering him in the mouth.
I saw it happen. Yeah. I saw it happen. He just deliberately shoved his shoulder so hard into a man's teeth.
A blatant shouldering. You saw Suarez holding his teeth.
He went down.
He was in agony.
He went in absolute pain. This dirty shouldering player. Honestly. Sickens me, Matt, to my core.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
And so we come to our weekly review of the papers, but not for us, the stylings of Eamon Holmes's gurning sofa face, where he invites his guests to look through the morning papers. Not for us, the BBC Breakfast take on the same thing, where they get celebrities to look through the coverage. They all do the same papers, though, it seems to us. What does that man off Holmes Under the Hammer think of the Guardian's comment piece on how the Egyptian president, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, has refused Obama's call for clemency over the imprisonment of three Al Jazeera journalists? What does the man from Holmes Under the Hammer make of that? Let's find out. He joins us. No, he doesn't. Not here, because this is where we review the papers that everyone else seems to miss. To wit, the largely relevant paper review. And on the sofa this morning, good morning, Matt.
Hi there.
Morning. Joining. Thanks for coming in.
Hi.
Joining us on the sofa.
Hi.
What have you got there this morning to leaf through?
A copy of Solids and Bulk Handling magazine.
This is the sewage industry, is
obviously,
it?
Obviously, yeah. Well, the leading authority on all things to do with loose bulk materials handling market, which is one of our favourite markets, of course.
Of course, next to Camden, that's my other favourite one.
Excellent pieces this morning on dust-tight bulk bag discharger with a flexible screw, also a vacuum receiver with pneumatic dump valve, and the regular columns are still here. Fuel for thought is always a favourite online.
Yes.
A wry look at the solids and bulk handling market. Smooth operator. There's one of the columns today that discusses what the best lubricant is for your needs.
Well, everyone's got an opinion on that.
A special on recycling and waste. Surplus manure, a problem becomes part of the solution.
Have they got anything this month on Flexicon, introducing that new vacuum receiver with a pneumatically actuated dump valve for dilute phase pneumatic conveyancing?
The vacuum receiver with pneumatic dump valve.
Yes.
They go big on that, a two-page centre spread.
Excellent.
Well worth checking out.
Look forward to that. I've got archery business this morning. Regular subscriber to this, of course. It's the voice of the archery industry, primary focus of educating and informing archery people. Better retailing of archery products to new product coverage to tracking the archery industry's movers and shakers. That's mainly Robin Hood, of course. Sample feature this month, find your quiver. I mean, we've all misplaced our quiver, haven't we, Matt? I know I have terrible trouble finding my quiver sometimes, so if you do have trouble finding your quiver, then there's an article here called Find Your Quiver. This one spoke to me because there's a new line of luminous ends that have come onto the market to help you when you lose your bolt in the bush.
Really?
Yes. Wow. And again, I've often can't find my quiver, but I've also regularly in danger of losing my bolt in someone's bush, Matt. And when I'm out hunting for prey, and I think a luminous end would help me out of that, because you can clearly see a bolt glowing.
That makes it all a bit more fun as well, doesn't it? I think
a luminous end cheers the day up no end.
Yeah,
that's always been my motto. A luminous end cheers the day up no end.
Yeah.
Always. And of course, there's a look at the ground grunt fake tree that you can hide in. Redirects your breathing and your human grunts away from any animals that it may spook, so you can kill them with impunity. That's archery business this month. What have you got, Dave?
I'll quickly just run through Northern Logger magazine. The Northern Logger is the only monthly trade publication edited solely for loggers. So hometown logging, I think, is a regular feature where Aaron and Ted Howerton do what they like to do
where they like to do it with hometown logging. How to determine when your head is big enough. When it comes to axes, it's more about the weight and strength of the shaft rather than the thickness of the blade. As we all know, Terry Langston talks us through that. And there's also a terrific advice corner this week on how to soften your wood, the best way to loosen up your MDF. So,
all very
helpful,
yes.
In Northern Logger magazine.
Good. So we've a pneumatic pump, a lost bolt in a bush, a missing quiver, and
how to soften your wood.
It's the largely irrelevant paper review on XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
We go for 12 weeks of slave. It's Charles's last week with us.
Morning, Charles.
Morning.
He was tasked with going out onto a building site just in Leicester Square over there. Just out of the window where I'm looking now, across the square to the old, where All Bar One used to be, which is now a building site, scaffolding up, and it's full of builders busying about, of course. And Charles's task was to take them a cup of builder's tea, say it was theirs, and just try and offer it to them to see what response he got. You had to guess the responses, and the choices, no particular order, were you're having a laugh, mate, or swear word off, or get your T words out for the lads and then a wolf whistle. Which of those do you think Charles got as a response? Let's before we have a hear of what happened, we need to get the person on the line, of course. Picked entirely at random from all of the answers is Jamie. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, sir? Are you well?
Very well. Thank you. Very well.
Good. And what do you do, Jamie, before we get into this?
I do imports and exports over near Cambridge, so a little way from
imports
London.
And exports. Oh, you're a drug dealer then. Wait, Jamie, is that...
I'm not, no.
Okay.
If I was, I wouldn't tell you.
just clarifying that. Yes, good. It's lovely to have you on, Jamie. As you know, Charles went over to the building site then. What did you think the builders, when faced with Charles offering them tea dressed in an XFM poncho yesterday in the hot sunshine, responded with to Charles? What do you think they said to
him? I think they told him to F off.
Well, let's have a listen and find out. Here we go. This happened yesterday afternoon.
Hello? Excuse me? Hi, I'm intern Charles from the XFM Breakfast Show. I've brought you over a builder's tea. So I know how much you builders like sugar, so I put about 16 in it for you. I could quote you for the tea, but it is going to cost you. Alright? What I thought you could do is start this tea now, have another tea somewhere else, and you can come back and finish this one later. Are any of you wearing a builder's bottom today?
Jamie, you were right. Congratulations, Jamie.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Congratulations, Charles. That was pretty epic. Well done, I thought. Yeah, I love that they ignored you the whole way through. As you, so what was it? You were shouting up to them.
Yeah. They're up quite high and sort of, well, blatantly ignoring me until one of them sort of turned his shoulder and, yeah.
I went to swear.
Yeah.
Good swear. Good swear by the builder. Jamie, congratulations. You are going to Latitude.
Brilliant.
You're going
very
to
much.
Latitude just for that. Bloody hell.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Good morning, Glastonbury. You're listening to XFM. Radio home of most of the bands you've gone there to see live. Arcade Fire headlining tonight, of course. Metallica tomorrow. Kasabian on Sunday. Kaiser Chiefs are doing... Is it they're opening the John Peel stage today?
No, they're opening the other stage.
That's
at
right.
11 o'clock
and then
this morning.
Closing the John Peel.
And then they were already going to close the John Peel tent anyway, but this is an extra added bonus.
John Peel.
Kaiser Chiefs.
BBC Radio 1. Playing the John Peel stage.
The record under the rug speed.
Yeah. It's up there on the Carling Black label. What? I don't know. Is he? Unmistakable sounder of Kaiser Chiefs. Closing the stage. So, it was John Peel, by the way. Okay, so that wasn't clear. If you... Oh, Kaiser Chiefs, we should mention as well, of course. There they are, huge Glastonbury band, playing on the roof of XFM,
yeah,
acoustically, on Monday night, straight after Glastonbury. We should mention that. Part of our Born to be Chilled series of acoustic gigs running across the summer. Details coming up later of that. Dan O'Connell from Four could give you tickets to be there. But if you are at Glastonbury, or rather, if you're not at Glastonbury, and you're missing it, you're thinking, oh, I really want the festival experience, I really want to be covered in the excrement of strangers, and right, because it's going to rain, that's the forecast, you really want a miserable weekend, but you're so mashed off your head that you don't care, but you're not there, then this morning, tips to recreate the Glastonbury experience in the comfort of your own home. I think that's what we'll do this morning. 83936 AlexFM on Twitter. For instance, my advice, and I'll be doing it because I'm not going, but I want to recreate that. When I get home tonight, I'm going to switch the television on. I'm going to wee in a Pringles tube and then throw it at the telly. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can't be bothered to go to the toilet. I'm going to wee where I'm standing in an empty Pringles tube. It doesn't even have to be empty. Half empty will do. And just throw it at the telly and hope it goes all over my children. Who was standing too close to it, trying to watch Peppa Pig. What are you going to do, Matt?
Well, I mean, I'm going to carry around a massive, stupid flag all weekend.
Yeah.
Just to get in the way of the view.
Could you do me a favour?
Yeah.
If you could... the other thing I was thinking of doing is I'm going to unplug my telly and I'm going to take it across a field about half a mile away.
Yeah.
Series of extension leads, obviously.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go and stand back a distance away and try and squint at it to see what's going on.
Yeah.
But if you could come...
I'll stand in your way.
Yeah, ideally. And Charles, if you get on his shoulders, topless, though, topless, in a bikini, but keep pulling it up.
Yeah.
And then wave Matt's massive flag in front of me so I can't see. That'd be...
It sounds like a plan.
That'd be excellent.
Great.
What are you going to do, Dave?
I'm thinking of disabling my downstairs toilet flushing system for the weekend, just to really embrace the smell of 3 days' worth of human waste.
Yes.
Just so hopefully, you know, it'll just drift through the house.
Nice.
So you've never quite got your nostrils away from that smell of horrible human excretion.
Yeah.
And just let it ride for the weekend,
That's good. Yeah.
It's lovely,
I recommend pouring the Pringles contents onto the carpet as well, because that'll help.
Yeah, that'll spread it quicker.
I'll lend you my urine-soaked snacks.
Thanks.
Right. You're welcome. I was also going to find a homeless man on the way back because I want someone sort of that hasn't washed for a while, someone unhygienic and with their hair a bit matted. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take them home with me and get them to cook and serve me some falafel. I thought that
what a great idea.
Yeah, I thought so,
It's very specific, isn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, recreate the Glastonbury atmosphere this morning then.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
Now, let's music news the hell out of this mother.
Music news.
Whatever that means. Matt's got the music news.
Yes.
What have you got, Matt?
Let's do it. Well, there's lots of Glastonbury talk, isn't there, obviously, you know.
Maybe too much talk.
There's lots of Glastonbury talk.
As Bono would say.
Yes, and Arcade Fire have said that they may have some Somerset artists joining them on stage when they headline the festival on Friday night.
Wurzels.
Crying out for the Wurzels.
It's got to be the Wurzels. Is this another one of Dave's secrets?
I'm not sure who else. Who else is from the Somerset area? Who else is big from the West Country?
Pam Ayres.
Pam Ayres. That's it. Now that would be amazing.
Oh, imagine that. Arcade Fire back in Pam Ayres going, oh, I wish I looked after my teeth.
That'd be so good.
Please welcome Glastonbury, Pam Ayres!
You heard it here first. Pam Ayres and the Wurzels joining Arcade Fire on stage. Recently, when they played at Earl's Court, so they had Ian McCulloch from Echo and the Bunnymen, and they had Debbie Harry as well in Coachella in the States. So Pam Ayres and the Wurzels.
I think it's the next
not beyond the realms of possibility.
And Top Loader are from Somerset.
Top Loader, yes.
Well, everyone wondered what had happened to them. Yeah. Obviously replaced by Front Loaders.
So the front man, what was his name? The Top Loader front.
Dan something.
Dan Hipgrave.
Dan Hipgrave. There you go. Come on.
Yes.
Yeah. He married. Gail Porter.
They've just headlined a festival in my village of Bramwell in Cheshire. That's what they're doing these days.
Dancing in the moonlight all the way to Bramwell.
Yeah.
Wow. Come on. Top load of news. In the music news. Who knew that was there? Yeah. It might just be like one of those Dan Hipgrave bobblehead things that they have that Arcade Fire love. So it won't actually be him. It'll be one of the Wurzels in a Dan Hipgrave fake papier-mâché head. What a night it's going to be. Mumford and Sons, meanwhile, are going to have their own stage at the festival on Saturday, taking over the Avalon Cafe in the field of Avalon, with various guests, including Michael Kiwanuka, Nick Mulvey and King Charles, playing as part of the Gentlemen of the Road sort of mini-festival within a festival that's happening. Twin Atlantic have been drafted in last minute. They're replacing Chromeo on the John Peel stage. I don't know what's happened to Chromeo.
Chromeo, where are
they? The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So it's Glastonbury weekend, of course. That cannot fail to escape your attention. We're not going. Because we're XFM and we're not the BBC and we haven't got 4 billion people to send there. All doing the same job on your money. Hello, Six Music. Right, so... 24 minutes past seven. But we don't... Who needs it? We don't need that. We can recreate... we can recreate the festival atmosphere in our own homes, can't we? Yes. That's all we want from you this morning. DIY Glastonbury. Rachel, then. Good morning, Rachel. Good morning, John. I'm going to stay up all night long tonight playing, in inverted commas, Bob Dylan songs on an acoustic guitar right outside my housemate's bedroom door. I'm going to have a great time being drunk, playing them, and she's going to experience the festival-specific joy of listening to a drugged-up, tone-deaf person who only knows three chords. That's, DIY Glasto from Rachel. Have a lovely night, Rachel. I'm sure you will. Matt, what have you got?
Hashtag DIY Glasto. Jerry Smith says he's going to put a bandana on his dog and replace her lead with a bit of string.
Excellent work.
Which is a nice idea. It's
very good. Ian in Billericay, he's not going to shower for a few days and advises, as you'd expect, using wet wipes around your gentleman's agreement or, if you're a lady, around your hoo-ha.
Yes. Tom is going to pay four times the usual price for alcohol that he'd normally consider too vile to touch.
Jim is going to take 20 massive speakers on a bus and crank out some reggae dubs all night outside his own house while his neighbours come out and burn their rubbish in the street and dance around it.
Anonymous says Jim says he's going to get bladdered and wait till 3 a.m. and then knock on his house next door with some warm cans of Strongbow and a big bifter and try and pull the girls inside.
It's recreating it right there. Recreating it. And this hasn't got a name on it at all, but whoever it is has pretty much nailed the festival experience. I'm going to stand in my own hallway, clutching a piece of cardboard emblazoned with a free hugs motif. Yeah. And any time one of my cats walk past, I will spread my arms towards it and then act over disappointed and go, "Aw," if they don't come for cuddles.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast. XFM's guide to the nation.
The Netherlands. A country seemingly of endless fascination, brimming with things to do, although that's mainly to do with it being next door to Belgium. A lot of people incorrectly refer to the Netherlands as Holland, which is actually the name of a region of the country. This is probably because Holland sounds like the name of a real country, while the Netherlands sounds like something made up by J.R.R. Tolkien somewhere between Middle-earth and Mordor.
Bilbo, you must travel to the Netherlands in the mountains of Bond. Beware the enormous bifters. And in the City of the Red Light, watch out for the siren call of the ladies of the night in the full-length windows.
The capital of the Netherlands is Amsterdam, although its seat of government is in The Hague. Probably because the people of Amsterdam are, for some reason, very bad at getting things done. Perhaps it's due to the city's relaxed attitude to drugs, which came about because the place is so, so flat. Honestly, it's like it was designed to roll things on. It makes it even more ironic that it's quite often referred to as the Low Country. If you speak to visitors to the city, it's quite the opposite. As such, the people of the Netherlands are incredibly laid back. Their flag is just the French flag on its side, presumably because the designer got wasted and just handed in whatever was lying around. And that's Holland, sorry, the Netherlands.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
And it's a sad day for us on XFM Breakfast today, I'm afraid. We have bad news. Or good news, depending on how you want to look at it. And the news is that Charles, our intern... Good morning, Charles.
Morning.
Charles, our intern, is leaving us. It is his last day with us.
Yeah.
How long have you been with us, Charles?
Ages.
Yeah. And B? Oh, no, C. Yeah. Three months.
Yeah.
12 weeks.
Yeah.
The big question is, what have you learned?
So much. That's just difficult to reel it off in a list.
Okay. So, what we've done, Charles, is we've got a little gift for you.
Right.
In the shape of your best moments. Because you've done a lot.
We've made you do a lot, I think.
Some of it did breach work placement guidelines, yeah. I realise, now, after that email we got. Four emails we got. and some of the things that you had to do were above and beyond the call of not just duty, but also legality, it turns out, Charles.
So taking a tennis ball to my
little Charles.
Area.
Yeah, little Charles did get hit with the tennis ball. There are many things, and we won't dwell on them all now here, because what we've got is a little compilation for you, Charles.
Okay.
So enjoy. This is... work experience as undertaken over the last 12 weeks by Charles.
Charlie says...
Hello. I'm intern Charles from the XFM Breakfast Show.
Charles is from the Isle of Wight and thus doesn't understand the modern world.
Welcome to the XFM replacement piggyback service.
Is it possible that you could accommodate a full-sized man within the cake?
What do you need the cake for? What are you actually planning?
Free piggyback! You can't use a tube, please use me!
I mean, to begin with, there were no wedding invitations, instead it was a Tumblr feed.
You're going to ask for a series of things, and whether they've been delivered or not.
Ready to fire tennis balls at intern Charles. He's holding his actual gentleman's agreements.
A hammer, some gaffer tape, some black bin liners, and a bag of quicklime.
There's a man who had a furry top hat.
I've brought you over builder's tea. So I know how much you builders like sugar, so I've put about 16 in it for you.
Happy birthday to you.
We are XFM. Playing indie music all day.
Does it
rhyme? We are XFM. Completely free, you don't have to pay. Thank you, Leicester Square.
Charlie says.
Well done, Charles. I particularly like the singing at the end there.
It's too much singing.
Congratulations. I hope that helps you in your career.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
It's Friday, which means a roundup of a week's worth of lazy PR. A regular listener, you'll know how this works. We collate over the preceding 5 days all of the laziest PR opportunities that we get sent. We get sent hundreds, of course. We're a media outlet, and that's what happens. The PR industry carpet bombs the media with guest opportunities, prizes they might want to give away,
offering you chats with people who are being paid money to promote things. And they come on. The idea is that they come on. You'll hear them on BBC local radio because they're desperate to fill space, aren't they? But you'll get a celebrity tenuously linked to a product or a service, and they'll pretend to like it for cash. And that's how the PR industry works. And we get sent these all the time by people who've never listened to the XM Breakfast Show because none of it is suitable for us. It's lazy PR. And here it comes for Friday the 27th of June, 2014. I got this this week. And I always open these very quickly because, you know, they're often, you know, figure it out yourself. Potential guest for XFM. You go, ooh, yeah, let's look at that. Cheery start, Matt. Good morning, gang.
Oh,
hey, gang. Yeah, a little exclamation mark. On Monday, 14th of July, so they are planning ahead, JB Gill will be available for interview to discuss new research. Who? I hear you crying. JB Gill, it turns out, it says here, the former JLS member and current MasterChef contestant, JB Gill, will be available for interview to discuss new research revealing that children, 1.8 million children, have never visited a farm.
Wow.
Hundreds of thousands of them, it says, have lost touch with the fields where their food comes from. Mostly comes from Lidl, doesn't it? JB. We'll be discussing why it's important that children understand fields and why he wants to make food knowledge cool for kids. Let us know. There's a bit of presumption in this next sentence. Let us know when you're free to chat to JB via ISDN line. Oh, it's not even coming in.
JB
from JLS. I mean, it's definitely got XFM written large all over it, hasn't
children
it?
Children going to farms. Brilliant.
Yeah, it's good.
Also, this one came in. A terrific guest for XFM, it says.
Terrific.
In the top line. Then it goes on, and it all goes downhill from there. There is the perception that a small business does not export. A business that is going international is usually assumed to be a large company. And with this perception in mind, would you like to talk to Paul Shepherd, Director for Business for Clydesdale and Yorkshire? What?
Yes, I would.
It's a live guest.
Yeah, Paul. So JB will only do ICN, but Paul Shepherd's making
he'll
the
come
effort.
In, yeah, for this really long, dull, dry chat about exporting in business. They've even suggested questions.
Oh, come on, then. What have we got?
Lazy BBC local presenters who can't even be bothered to think of anything. Is exporting abroad right for any small business? What else did your research reveal? And the classic, where can people go to find out more? The Clydesdale and Yorkshire Bank website, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Why not go there now?
Sounds fascinating.
Have a look. And why not send Paul Shepherd an email?
Yeah.
And ask him those questions yourself.
So much bants with the Sheps, though, I'd imagine.
Have you got one, Dave?
I got one last Tuesday. Pucker up for National Kissing Day. it was really the prize that caught my attention for this. To celebrate National Kissing Day on the 6th of July, we have packs of lip goodies. Now, what are lip goodies? I hear you all cry.
What are lip goodies?
Thanks, John. We could be offering you, the listener, lipsticks, glosses and balms.
Ooh.
Worth up to £40 to give away on this very breakfast show.
Whoa!
So for National Kissing Day,
we've always been the go-to media outlet for lipstick, glosses and balms.
Lipsticks, glosses and balms, yes.
Wasn't that the first draft of the Shakin' Stevens single? An inquiry of the week for you. We finish on lazy PR inquiry of the week. Hi, please let me know if you are planning on covering the launch of the Hamilton Ready Steady Gallop art event, which is launching later today.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So that what?
John.
Sam and Dave there describing the work that you've just heard of Charles. Just a little candid moment there of Dave's opinion of Charles.
Sorry.
That was meant to be in my head.
Over the last three months.
Yeah.
Charles, this is it. It's the final. Listen to that. Listen to that cheeky little laugh that absolutely everyone despises.
Yeah, absolutely everyone. Yeah.
The weaselly laugh.
Like a chimpanzee being strangled at birth.
A chimp with asthma.
Yeah.
That's what Charles is
A chimp dying of asthma.
There it is.
off you go.
Oh no! Someone get the chimp genamer.
It's like
the chimp genamer.
The blue one.
It's like a chimp being with asthma, being strangled by Muttley out of Dastardly and Muttley. Yeah. That's what that is.
That's exactly it.
Oh yeah, good.
Charles, it's been
it happened.
Yeah. 3 months has happened.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Obviously. And
our loss is digital marketing's gain.
Who's replacing him, Dad? Do we know yet?
No, we're not sure yet. It's still up for grabs. So if anyone fancies,
we should do an X Factor style competition to be our intern.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
then the loser gets
the job. What?
You have to take a tennis ball to the penis.
Yeah. And on that bombshell, I think we've just accidentally gone on to Charles's highlight of his entire time here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Off back to the Isle of Wight with you, Charles. Yeah. Back to your people, back to your own kind.
Yeah.
The racist inbreds of the Isle of Wight. Where you come from. And you know, we'll see you on the flip side.
So white.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk.
XFM. XFM. Ellis James and John Robbins.
John's got his earphones, which makes you look like a radio DJ.
Yes.
And shorts, which makes you look like a roadie.
This is the first time I have ever broadcasted in shorts, so yeah. I've bitten the bullet. Gone shorts, but I have to drive from here to a gig later, so I will be performing shorts for the second in shorts the second time ever, and
you're going to be doing stand up in shorts.
Yeah, I've only done it once before.
I would do that. I wouldn't do that for 10 grand.
Wouldn't you?
No.
You wouldn't do stand up in shorts for 10 grand.
Absolutely.
You did
not.
A corporate for a mobile phone company for 3. I'll advertise the new smartphone you've got, but I will not do it in cut-offs.
Music. Music. The Rocks. XFM.